All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard here, Fox on the Road. And boy, we have a good one here for you today because it is baseball time. I know it's December. I know it's the holiday season, but the Yankees and Mets have been putting Christmas presents under the tree, if you will, for their fans as the winter meetings very much well underway or were underway. And now we move on through the offseason here. A couple things happened. A couple of names got dropped, like, I don't know, some guy named Juan Soto, Max Fried, you may have heard of them. So we're going to talk about that. And to join us today to do that is our very good friend, Julian Giarde of Latino Sports. Julian, how you doing, man?
Doing great. Thanks for having me. I'm happy we're able to squeeze this one in. I remember 2 years ago you reached out to me and we did this like from the meetings too. I think we maybe even did last year. I can't recall, probably. But like this might be three in a row, so that's cool. It was crazy, man. It was absolutely crazy. I know people thought, they had some slow moments in meetings, but like when you're there's nothing slow. Like there's always something going on. Like from people in your home, it's like more boring probably, but like my meetings got started with some bad news from my perspective, since I am still a Yankees guy at heart, and losing Juan Soto was rough. I was flying down to Dallas as it happened, and I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So like as soon as I get there, I'm already behind the eight ball, like scrambling, trying to like work on that story. And I did, thankfully. I talked to like three reporters about it, like put it in the end to the story quick. Like I started typing it a little bit after he signs. I had to let my emotions like go a little bit. I couldn't type it right away. I'm like, I need some time to process this. I'm like, I gotta figure out like all the details of this crazy deal, like what's going on with this. And then I went to settle for a bit. I was like, yeah, now I kind of have to type this, so like, you know, whatever. But like, so that's what happened the first day. And then I basically went right into the second day without too much sleep. And then like second day was kind of dull. Like there wasn't much happening. And then you get Max Fried day three, which was nice. Good response pivot for the Yankees to start their offseason. And they also re-signed with Weisiger towards the end of the meetings too, which isn't bad. It's just a nice little move to hopefully help the bullpen and he stays healthy. Mets didn't, I can't say, this is funny. They didn't do anything else but sign one of the biggest free agents in MLB history. Nothing too important, but.
Nothing, yeah. Just kind of a minor thing that happened, you know?
They didn't do anything else. I think that's a huge failure. I can't believe how bad their offseason's been. An absolute mess.
What's funny, you mentioned like you need time to process this. I mean, there were so many Yankee fans. I'm sure you saw them on social media that were going like completely bonkers, like Nick Turturro, you know, screaming and cursing, during his vlog and throwing a bat into his house. And it was crazy.
Yeah, bro. Like, I was like not having a good time on my flight. I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, I was wanting to say, go off in my head, but like, I'm on a plane, so I can't do anything. I'm just like, oh my God, like, get me off this plane. Like, I need to at least get like some type of video content out. As soon as I got to the airport, that's my first winter meetings video because it was already like a few hours behind the signing. So I'm like, I can't wait to get to the hotel. Like this is already processed. So like, I gotta like just do this now. So that was really interesting. But you know how it is, I guess. But I mean, all kidding aside with the Mets, like I am looking for them to make a pitching move still. The rotation's like really bare. Like Clay Holmes starting is going to be a really interesting experiment. We'll see how that one goes. You know, I'm not sold on Frankie Montas. You don't need me to say much about that. So
yeah.
I think Peterson should be good. Senga, if he's healthy, is good. They need someone to go pitch with Senga at the top, though, I would say. Unless they really want to make Peterson the two somehow. It's a big jump. I mean, he did well last year. Maybe he's ready for it. I don't know. Maybe better suited as a three. But we'll see what they do. And Manaea is still in play. I wouldn't count out Manaea. I think he might go back. The only thing is he might price himself out of the Mets' comfort point because, as you know, they only like those 2 to 3 year deals for pitchers. They're not trying to go like 4+. Manaea's older, but like he might have earned 4 years based on how he pitched. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, I've heard that the Mets really would like to bring Manaea back. I think they should. I mean, they really need someone at the top of the rotation. And, you know, I was listening to MLB Network. They're saying if it goes above 4 years, maybe the Mets would be out of the running for Manaea.
That's what Pat Regazzo told me, too. Yeah. Good friends of mine knows a lot about the Yankees and Mets for SI. So, yeah, that I think there's some merit to that. If it goes over four, the Mets might be out. That might be feasible, I think. So, but they might be in play for Walker Buehler still. I think both New York teams could be like, if the Yankees really want to trade these pitchers, like maybe they get Walker too and they deal like, I don't know, like their
Lucille.
rotation's over right now. So Walker's probably unlikely, but Jack Flaherty's probably out of the Mets' comfort point, I would think.
I think Burns could. I mean, there was rumbling yesterday about Burns maybe being a potential fit with the Mets. I mean, he's going to ask. You thought Max Fried was going to get a Mets contract?
I thought in the beginning of the offseason that he was going to be a Met, but then they did Montas, so that made me less sure about that. Because now it's only, what, one lefty in the rotation? So maybe Minaya makes sense too, because Peterson's the only lefty in the rotation right now. And there's no, besides Minaya, unless I'm missing someone, I don't think there's any decent lefty starters that are free agents out there right now. I think he's the guy. I don't really think there's anyone else because Flaherty and Buehler are the best, probably with Minaya. Those could be the top three. Maybe Sean probably had the best season. Him and Flaherty are probably close, actually, depending like how you would look at it. But like Buehler showed up in the playoffs. That's important. I also think Buehler pitches better, and you notice this too, I think, as an Mets fan, like seeing him pitch. And I saw when he went against the Yankees, his stuff has more life in the cold weather for some reason. So I could see him going east, maybe like trying to like bottle that a little bit.
Maybe.
So like and his it was sharper. Like his stuff was breaking sharper. Like it was flat against the Padres. And like all of a sudden against the Mets, he looks like vintage Buehler. And against the Yankees, he looks like vintage Buehler. And he's pitching in the cold. And like there was some stuff saying that it helped his things, it helped his stuff a little bit. So like I don't know. But
Well, he was getting healthy too. I mean, towards the end of the
Yeah,
year,
he is getting
he was missing
healthy.
so much time, he was finally getting healthy. So, that there's part of
Yeah.
that too.
Someone might get a bargain on him. It might only be like a 2 for a 40, and it might turn out really well. Maybe he does a 1 year with an option to bet on himself and try to like reestablish his value. Because if he reestablishes his value, like he can get like $100 million contract easily, probably. So maybe that's what he's gonna try to do.
Speaking of pitching, what do you think about Garrett Crochet? That came out, and there was a lot of talk about him with either the Yank going to the Yankees and the Mets, and then Red Sox swoop in and they take Crochet out of the mix.
I actually thought it was a good trade for Boston. I mean for the White Sox. Actually, it was good for both sides. I mean, the White Sox got a lot. I think Kyle Teal, he lives right next to me, which is really crazy. He lives in Mahwah. Like his family's from Mahwah, so like that's nuts. And I'm happy for him because like he might get a chance to be the starting catcher for the White Sox now. So like that's pretty cool. And then Brandon Montgomery's a beast. That guy's really good. So like that was a good guy to get for the White Sox. He could have been like the top pick had he not gotten injured. So I think that's like a really good guy for the White Sox to have. That's exactly what they need to rebuild, like young guys like that. And then they got two other guys I think are pretty good too. The Mets and Yankees were definitely hot for Crochet. The Yankees tried, the Mets tried. I don't know like what was offered. I heard the Yankees were looking. They wanted Dominguez and Lombard. The Yankees shut that down. I don't know like what they wanted from the Mets end, but like it would have been a nice get for the Mets. I mean, you guys could have used the lefty. He doesn't make that much money. You guys are paying a lot of big contracts, so like that would have been nice to kind of like offset some of the high salaries. But the Red Sox were desperate. They needed it more than the Yankees or the Mets, if we're honestly, because like they only have one big pitcher left, and it's not like they're gonna sign Corbin Burns most likely. So like they had to make the move for Crochet. And as you know, and we're both prospect guys, like their farm system's way better than the Yankees or the Mets. So like they were always like a top destination for him.
Yeah. I think the most interesting position player on the market right now, and look, there's a lot of guys out there like Bellinger and obviously Bregman and but the one name that sticks out for me right now is going to be what's going to happen with the first baseman. So obviously I think Pete Alonso is going to be a guy to watch right now, where he's going to go. Juan Soto said yesterday in his press conference that he would like to get some protection in the lineup. Well, the best guy to do that for the Mets would be to bring back Alonso. I don't know if they're going to do that, especially with the money they put into Soto right now. Yankees could jump in. Go ahead. Yankees could jump right in as well.
I don't think the Yankees get Alonso unless his market collapses to a point that was like surprising. Like I would be surprised. I would. I think the Mets are very much in play still. I think his market's really not that complex. I don't think it's that crazy based on the stuff that's been thrown around. Like I think Mets could still get it done. I think I would watch for the Nationals because they are picking around on Christian Walker. The Nationals are poised to make a big move. I feel like they don't have like any bad contracts right now, really. They got rid of Corbin, so they don't Patrick Corbin, so like they don't have any bad money anymore, really. And then they're dealing with the Strasburg situation, but like that's only one thing. So like, I would watch for them sneakily for Alonso, maybe. I could see it. It's definitely poaching the division that can make an impact. And I'm trying to think who else. I mean, Mariners won't pay him. Like, they could use him, but they're not going to pay him probably.
Cubs maybe.
Cubs, yes, I think Cubs emerged last night or something.
Yeah.
I think something did emerge about that. I actually thought the Cubs would be a perfect fit, but then, like you said, they weren't going to spend money, so that kind of made me think no, but maybe now they're going to try to do it. Like if they, because they're going for Tucker, so like maybe they want to really go like big and try to get Tucker and Alonso and like make themselves relevant again. But that would be a good way to do it.
If you are a Brian Cashman, you're putting this, you're trying to rebound from the Soto stuff. You've already gotten Max Fried on a, major contract, 8 years, 218. What would you be your next move? Because I hear people saying, let's get Bregman in here, let's get Bellinger, let's try to put this together. Christian Walker, obviously, was what I was trying to say, and put it together from that standpoint. What would you do if you were Brian Cashman?
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, I love the first move that he did. Because when I here's I'll tell you I'll some things quick. When I was flying down to Dallas, I was getting good information that Max Fried and the Yankees were a match. Even before Soto signs, I was getting that info. Like someone was like, they might try to squeeze them both. I was like, oh wow, okay. And then like when Soto signs, I was like, Yankees are definitely gonna get Max Fried now because like they have all this extra money sitting out there. And they need to do something to make up for the loss of that. So like you're gonna have to pitch a lot better without him because you're not gonna score as much. So that's a good way to start, in my opinion. That is the first move I would have made because I don't really think Corbin Burns was a fit. I think they like Fried better for whatever reason, which I don't mind. He's basically just as good. They're pretty close. Fried stuff doesn't how do I put this? Like Corbin stuff is kind of going backwards a little bit. Not like anything crazy, but like a touch. Fried is like, I think it might be too, but he doesn't need his velo as much as Corbin Burns. There we go. That's what I'm trying to say. Because he's like a ground ball pitcher a little bit. He has like a lot of good breaking stuff that he can have people throw off with, which could age him well as a lefty. I mean, he still hits like 95-ish sometimes, so it's not like he's throwing that slow, but like I also think it's good because like he can neutralize the lefties with the short porch and keep the ball on the ground. So I think that's good. He's going to be the second pitcher. He'll be better than Rodon. So that's also an upgrade. When you go in the rotation for the playoffs now, you'll have to have Carlos as a two. You have Cole, you have Fried, and then maybe Hill if he sticks around as like a trade for Kyle Tucker, hopefully. Could be a three or Rodon if they want to go left, but like, and then Clark Schmidt. So I mean, that's a strong rotation. That's a really strong rotation if that's something broken up. So that's a good way to try to pivot. Now bats. So I was good. I would have took Christian Walker. It seems that they're cool, but I don't think it's dead yet. Like I think now we're kind of hung up on the Bellinger and Tucker situations.
Yeah.
But to me, I think Bellinger is the most likely out of the three names I just gave you, probably because there's been so much smoke between the two teams. There's all the ties going back a few years ago, how the Yankees wanted him and they I don't know why they didn't do it because they didn't have a left fielder 2 years ago. That would have been the time to get him. You know, obviously his father was a Yankee. Cody's been intrigued by the Yankees for sure. So I think it's definitely something that's going to materialize because he fills two. He needs also three if you think about it. He's a lefty bat. They need he's to replace Soto a little bit. Not as good, obviously not. But his outfield defense is way better than Soto's if he's in center or left. And he's a little bit more athletic speed wise, could probably steal a few bags. And then he could also play first base if they get an outfielder. So I think he's the guy. Kyle Tucker's to me is kind of long shotty-ish because I don't know if the Astros could stomach sending him to the Yankees, but I did speak to an Astros supporter that didn't take it off the table completely. Like if the Yankees had the best offer, the Astros really want Luis Hill. That seems to be the worst kept secret in baseball right now. So like if the Yankees did that, maybe, and that would be tough to stomach because like you're gonna go through another Soto situation. And Michael King is gone now, and you didn't do anything with him. And you made the World Series and got embarrassed in the World Series. And he's gone, and you lost Mike King and a few other things now. And then it could be the same type of situation with Luis Hill, who's like kind of like almost where King was last year, if you think about it a little bit. So, like, it's tough. Is Tucker good? Yeah, he's great, actually. Like, he's the better defender, has more speed than Soto. The bat's not as good. But he put up 4 WAR and missed like 70 games, I think. So, like, he's pretty good.
let me drop a couple of names out here as possible trade pieces. And I think they're obvious. Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez. Now, could the Yankees, you know, dangle one of them in this kind of trade, especially for a Kyle Tucker? Then that may get Houston, you know, just to say, okay, you know what, why not? If we're going to get Jason Dominguez and Luis Hill, we'll certainly consider it even more.
I think that's too high. You can't get both those guys up for 1 year, Kyle Tucker. Okay. Especially, like, after what happened with Juan Soto. I would not do that at all. If they want Spencer Jones, fine. I wouldn't be opposed to that because, like, you're going to keep Dominguez now, I think. I think the Yankees are going to give Dominguez every opportunity to win the left field job, just like they did, or center, whichever one. Maybe center, actually. But either way, he's going to get a shot to win an outfield job next year, just like they did it with Volpe a few years ago. They gave him every chance to win the shortstop job. That's what's going to happen with Jason Dominguez now. So I don't think he's going anywhere personally. Spencer Jones, maybe. I wouldn't be that surprised because his stock's dropped a bit. Do you want to pull the plug before it gets too low in case he can't figure it out next year? Do you really need him and Dominguez? I mean, now since Soto's gone, maybe. But if they do pull in Tucker, then they don't want to need Spencer Jones. So I think he's definitely expendable to me.
Absolutely. How if you are, now let's put the hat on the other team. If you are David Stearns and you're looking at Steve Cohen with this vast pit of money, how far, it's like the Samba song, how low can you go? How far can the Mets go as far as, you know, throwing money around at players? I mean, I think at some point they're going to say, you know, we do have a bit of a budget here. We have a budget here. Work within our means.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, where are these guys going to stop? Like, where does it end? And honestly, I have no idea. I know their payroll actually isn't as crazy as people would think because they have a lot of free agents they didn't re-sign. I don't know what the exact number is now, but like, are they going to go for $400 million? I mean, I don't know. Not this offseason, probably, but, like, down the line, one of these big contracts, who knows? I'm trying to think, like, what I see the Mets doing. I think Manaea or Buehler may be the next pitching move for the Mets. That's what I'm looking at to fill the starting rotation. Do they try to get some insurance in case Clay Holmes doesn't work out? I know they still have Paul Blackburn, but I don't know, like, if they feel he's really a viable option. I mean, it's like they're 6th right now, I guess. So like, I don't know about that. They still got Miguel. He might be feasible maybe in the 5 spot if they want to go that route. So we'll see. I know Christian Scott got hurt. Unfortunately, he could have been an option. So I don't know if they have anyone else in the pipeline. And then bats. I mean, the Mets offense to me is like their outfield's definitely set. Obviously, maybe Marte gets dealt. Maybe they try to do something with McNeil. That's just speculation on my part. To try to open some things up. Maybe they get, because they want to give Mauricio or Acuna more run next year. Do they bring Brett Beatty up? If Alonso walks and put Vientos to first, I've heard they don't really want to move Mark to first right now, but maybe. I mean, does Brett Beatty get some life or is he going to get traded? Someone told me there was some chatter about Brett going to the Royals a few days ago. I don't know. I could see it because the Royals are looking for bats. So it wouldn't be that surprising. I can see him benefiting from a change of scenery maybe too. I don't think he's cooked. I mean, we've seen him play against Somerset. I know it's only double A, but he looked really good. I think he has potential still. I just think maybe he wasn't ready. And I thought he was ready at the time, but maybe he actually wasn't. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see. I think he's going to get an opportunity somewhere. He's definitely not done, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some guys just need an opportunity to have an extended stay. Look at Vientos, who – you know, when Showalter was there, we didn't get much of a chance. And then when the Mets change course, bring in new management, then it gets another opportunity and just grabs the bull by the horn. So you just never know.
I mean, he actually passed Beatty. Beatty was supposed to do it. That was supposed to be Beatty, what we're seeing the answers now. And he passed Beatty on the depth chart, basically, because he took advantage of his opportunities. He's hitting like a madman. And he's now he's like probably the third best hitter on the team behind Lindor and Soto right now. So he's gonna be a pillar. And if you do get Alonso back, that's a really good top four with those guys.
Yeah.
It's not quite as good as Judge and Soto, but it's a little, it's close, I guess, like when you look at the power production. But
We'll see. We'll see. Well, because you know, it's
I
funny
do
with
have
Soto's. Yeah, go ahead.
one more name to watch for, I
Oh,
think, for the Mets.
who's that?
Luis Castillo. I wouldn't be shocked if the Mets traded for Luis Castillo.
That would be crazy. That would be crazy. I mean, you talk about getting a top arm in your rotation. That would be amazing if they can get that, pull that one off.
Because the Mariners are shopping him, it's not a
Yeah.
secret. They need to shed payroll. They have like a stupid budget restraint they put on themselves, so they have to open up payroll and get rid of him, I guess. And if someone's going to take on the contracts, why not the Mets? I mean, who's better suited to pay his contracts, honestly? And he could help, and you guys could use him at the top with Senga, and so that could be good. I wouldn't be surprised. His market's definitely a little bit big, but like I can see that one happening, maybe.
I mean, they need that top flight starter badly. They just don't have it right now. It's amazing, you know, you have a team that they went all the way to the NLCS without a top flight starter in their entire rotation. So
I
we'll see.
know, like they still don't have one, which is a
Yeah.
problem. You're not gonna beat the Dodgers like that. The Dodgers rotation is ridiculous, even with the lineup of Soto. Like, I mean, you saw the Yankees couldn't get through with Soto, so like the Mets still gotta fix their pitching if they're gonna go up with the Dodgers. And then I just thought of this one. I think you will like this too. And how about an intra-division trade for Jesus Luzardo, maybe?
I don't know. Would they go for that? I
I mean, the Marlins and Mets have done business before. It's not that
Yeah, I
foreign.
mean, like the other Luis Castillo was another one I can think. Here's
That's
a pile of
funny,
books.
but
There it is.
yeah, there's a lot of guys that are out on the trade market. I think that'll emerge just like as the offseason continues to trickle down and moves. But I mean, the Mets are in a good spot with Soto. They just got to fix their pitching. How do you feel about the bullpen, actually? What do you think they should do with
Their
that?
bullpen, I feel sketchy of, like, you know, outside of Edwin Diaz, you really don't have anybody that's a bridge to him. That's why I thought when they brought in Clay Holmes, I'm thinking, okay, you put him in the eighth inning, you know, let him be the bridge to you know, Edwin Diaz. But they just don't have anybody in that bullpen. As I was kind of surprised they were gonna convert him into a starter.
Yeah.
I mean, if it were me, I would love to go out there and make a trade with Cincinnati and get Diaz's brother out of there and, you
That'd
know,
be
bring him
nuts.
over. That's the move I would make, but that's just me.
That would really be a story. That would be sick. Imagine them going back to back like 8-9. Like that would be wild.
You would have Narco playing for like two straight innings there.
That's crazy.
Oh man. So we'll see. I mean, how do you feel about the Yankee bullpen? I know they bring back a long ways ago right now.
They need some help too.
Yeah.
They definitely do. I think I don't know if they're gonna pay for Tanner Scott. Fortunately, as cool as that would be, I think he's gonna price himself out of like their comfort range. And I'm gonna agree with most people and say he's probably going to the Phillies, I think, because like I think that's the spot, a team that'd be willing to pay, a team that needs a closer, and a team that's trying to get an edge, and that would help them a lot. And he's a great pitcher. I mean, we saw he buckled Shohei Ohtani. Like Ohtani has fits against him. So like you know what this guy can do. He's a good lefty. He would be a solid closer. I don't think it's Yankees, unfortunately. And Mets probably not because they have Diaz and he might want to close since like he'd have to set up for San Diego a little bit. So like I don't know. I think Minter and Stevens are good names for the Yankees to watch. I would bring back Tim Hill. Speaking of lefties, I think he was really good. Tommy Kahnle, I'm on the fence about it. I could go either way, honestly. So we'll see. And that's some stuff I'd be looking for. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, folks, again, we're here with Julian Gallarte of Latino Sports. Man has been absolutely busy. As you heard from him, you know, flying, you know, basically cross country, going to Dallas for the meetings. Now he's back. It's a crazy time, man, but a good time, obviously, in the heart of the baseball all season.
Yeah, and I'll say this. I didn't really talk about Soto that much yet because, like, I've kind of exhausted myself in the topic. But, like, for me, I mean, it's going to be the contract's crazy. Like, the Yankees did what they had to do. They went all the way up there, and he still didn't go back. And Cohen was just going to keep going tit for tat. Like, the Yankees were never getting him. It was always going to be the Mets, unfortunately. And all this extra stuff that's coming out is all a bunch of nonsense. It's all about the money. Let's not lose sight of that here. And the Yankees won 16, Mets won 15. I mean, 16 was too much. He was never gonna last that long. I don't even know if we'll see. I guess he'll get through to 15 years, but like, who knows at that point what's gonna happen? I mean, that's such a long time, even for his age. And you know he's gonna be a DH for like the last five of that at least, if not more. But I mean, he hits really well, and his defense is not great, as you know. Are you worried about his defense at Citi Field? I guess that's a fair question
Yeah,
I'll ask.
that's the thing that concerns me the most. I mean, he was having a hard time in right field in Yankee Stadium, which is much shorter than the one at Citi Field. I mean, that concerns me, the outfield defense. And also, there's that opt-out in 5 years. And I think that he'll probably, knowing these guys and, just basing off of history, he'll probably opt out if he's,
I don't
still
know
playing very
because
well.
you guys
We'll
have the
see.
escalator in to like give him more
Yeah.
money. And he's gonna be 30 at that point. Is he really gonna replicate that deal when he's like 31? Like that's a lot of money to leave on the table again. I don't know. Like
I don't know.
maybe,
Yeah.
I guess it depends. Who knows? This is interesting. Would you rather him in left or right at Citi Field? Like, is it better if he plays left? Maybe it isn't because right seems a little bigger to me.
He would be better off in left field. I mean, for his defense, I mean, and plus, Starling Marte has a much better arm in right field, and to me, is better equipped to be the right fielder in that ballpark than Soto is. So, yeah, I would put him in left field if I were the Mets and put Nimmo in center, and then you have Marte in right, then that's a little bit better of an outfield defense. In right field, you're going to have, Nimmo basically backing up Soto, which makes, every time the ball goes over his head or he can't get it. So, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean he's gonna transform in the lineup. You already know who the hitter he is and like
Of
that.
course.
Why he's getting all this money and stuff. But like, yeah. So it's cool. We'll see. The
He's
Yankees got a
the
rebound.
best eye in baseball as far as hitting is concerned. No one has a better eye than he is.
Yeah, he's like Barry Bonds plate discipline level almost. Like he's probably the best we've seen since Barry. Like knowing if it's a strike or a ball and not swinging at the zone. So like. He's definitely gonna make the lineup deeper. Like he's gonna get on a lot. He's gonna help drive in runs, and he's gonna get driven in. And like you're gonna see, like how it helps everyone in the lineup. Like that's he did transform the Yankees lineup. He did help them get to the World Series. So I'm gonna give him credit for that. He had a really great year. It was a career year. It's just gonna be crazy. Like at the end of his career, when you look at his baseball card and he goes into Cooperstown, you're gonna see one Yankees. You're gonna be like, what the hell was this? It's gonna look so weird. It's gonna look so out of place. Even though the numbers were good, it's gonna be like this is we're gonna be like, oh yeah, that happened. Like it's gonna
Exactly.
be like so bizarre.
It's gonna be like Washington, San Diego, NYAL, NYNL. Like, what the hell happened here? Was that
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's gonna be crazy. Like, I've never seen that before, especially a Yankee, like only having a Hall of Fame player for 1 year, like that's like wildness. I don't even
It's
know.
different times now.
Unless it was someone late at the end of their career that was like hanging on, like that probably happened before, but we've never had a player in his prime only spent one season that's gonna end up being a Hall of Famer, probably. Like there's no way that ever happened. Like that's just absolutely nuts.
Steve Cohen's got the money and he's ready to throw it any which way he can. I sometimes wonder if George Steinbrenner were alive and you had he and Steve Cohen going at it. Oh my goodness, would that tabloids be going crazy?
Could he have made $1 billion? Like I don't even know, bro. Like could he have paid $1 billion? Like it's like
Like two
even
billionaires
this
playing
one's
chicken.
nuts. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy, man. But congrats to the Mets for landing Soto, and now we'll see what happens out there with him. And then Yankees got to get busy and need at least two bats, maybe three. I think all the names we mentioned are fair. Alex Bregman, I thought could have had a shot, but now I'm thinking more no. I think any of Bellinger and Walker play or trade for a first baseman. And then, like, Kyle Tucker is going to be complicated, but I guess it's not completely off the table yet. That would be a nice way to supplement losing Soto. Pretty close in play and ability, but, like, we'll see what happens, man. Yeah, I had a lot of fun coming on. I appreciate you. I do got to get going because I got to hit another appointment.
Yeah, we too as well. We have some other business to take care of. But Julian, well, thank you so much, man, for coming aboard tonight.
All right, thank you, Mike. Have a good one, and I'll see you soon, hopefully.
All right, take care, man.